I had to. My name is Eric Nakagawa. I am one of the co-founders of I Can Has Cheeseburger. Oh. Woo! Yeah, so if you ever read comments by Cheeseburger from a while ago, which was really stupid words that didn't really make sense, I was actually typing all of that. That was a guy in Hawaii typing that. Just so that everybody knows. It's not a 16-year-old girl in somewhere. Someone said that's what they thought it was.
So my name is Ben. I am the CEO of I Can Ask Cheeseburger. Thank you. I know that's completely absurd. And like, I don't know why you guys are laughing at me. It doesn't, you know, I'm here to do a serious job here. Okay. Actually, that sign you see there that says free cheeseburgers. Yeah, really? That's for real. There's actually cheeseburgers coming.
And veggie burgers.
So in the words of Lil Obama, yes, you can has. the hotel should be here any minute with the cheeseburgers. But in the meantime, we will try to entertain you until the food gets here. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a noob.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do was kind of go through the story of how I Can Has Cheeseburger really happened and how it started. And what I did when I was preparing for this presentation was I went back on Meebo and I went to the history, which took like 10 minutes to load because it has to do all whatever they have to do. And I actually found the initial chat between me and Tofu Burger, where she sent me a picture very nonchalantly. And yeah, she sent it to me in IM. That's how it all started. And can you go to the next slide, Ben? This is how I felt. I was like, what? Of course, at the time, if you're online and you're chatting, you send each other tons of links, tons of messages. You actually try to like get them to not really see the link so they don't expect anything. And then you want to see some sort of response like, oh my God, that's so great. So she sent this to me with, I don't remember what the text was, but she says, I like this picture verily. And I'm like, click. And that's what showed up. I felt it was really, really funny. It's been so long ago that the initial humor of it, it's kind of got washed up with running the blog and all the comments and all that fun stuff. But I really did feel as ridiculously happy as this guy right here. If you've seen that video, you might understand except for the end part. But in between, it's really funny. Let me control this. Thank you. So what everybody on the internet does when they get anything funny is obviously they go to GoDaddy or wherever they search to buy the domain name. Right. And so I did that. Like, she sent the picture to me at 2:45 a.m. Hawaii time. And the first thing I did the next morning when I finally woke up, you know, before I got went to work, was I looked up the domain name. I can't state where I might have looked it up. It might have been at home or somewhere else. But honestly, I did go straight to GoDaddy and I thought, oh my God, I got to do that thing where they put that picture on the internet with just one picture. And she's like, yeah, you should do that. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go do that. And she's like, okay. And then so I bought the domain name. I went to my little free host and I just, you know, I moved the domain name, all the interesting stuff everybody's probably done here, I hope. And I put the picture up as a simple index page, image source equals I Can Has Cheeseburger. I sent it to her and she freaked out. As you can see, the at underscore at obviously means she's like, what? Yeah. So I thought, okay, I love this picture. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I really did not. I've never been on those sites that I will mention later, that say that I stole it. I'm like, dude, this internet, I don't know where it came from. It was a link that someone randomly sent me. And I put it on the internet. I mean, that's what everybody, I think, does, right? But she said, when she saw this picture, she said immediately, we should turn this into a blog. And I thought, wait, those don't exist? You know, there's no blog where these funny pictures exist? And she said, no, they're usually like these link dumps where people just put up these pictures. There's no really real information. How do you search if you just like, you know, fat cat or diabetes cat? There's no way to really search for that, right? And so just a little background for me. I started out as a self-taught programmer. And so I always wanted to be part of Web 2.0, you know, all the tags and all that good stuff. So what did we do? We started basically tagging these pictures. That's what I came up with, using Google Image Search, a bunch of random filters, you know, trying to make some sort of identity, because when you post something on the internet, on a blog, you want to have an identity. And I really didn't want to use my first name or my last name or any other handle I ever created. So I thought, let's be really creative and just call myself Cheeseburger. That username or that persona has kind of evolved into this really weird, happy thing. I really can't describe what it is, but if anybody sees a cheeseburger talking, they want to talk to Cheeseburger. And a long time ago, it stopped really being me, because that was me, I would have gone insane. I mean, some of the things I would write, I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I posted it, you know, and I couldn't delete it, you know, because everybody's already watching. But generally speaking, that's what we started off with. So I came up with this Venn diagram of, really intellectual, right? I was trying to describe, people would say, what is your blog? And I'm like, it's LOL Cats. And, you know, some people say, no, it's Cat Mackers. No, it's Catterday. They'll all have all these factions. And I thought, I didn't know anything. It's LOL Cats. But majority of the people that would comment on the site, on the blog, I predicted to be cat ladies. So I also wanted to say that not all cat ladies like this website. So I did a little, you know, intersection. I studied this for many, many months. And so just to get it out there, we really just started this as a joke. It was just for fun. I really did work on this during my lunch break, right? Sure. So it was for fun. And if anyone has ever created a website, they immediately think, oh, let's put AdSense on it. And so really early on in the game, we did that. And I had no idea what AdSense was. I heard about it, just like the whole Web 2.0 thing. I heard about it. I've been programming in .NET and all this stuff. So I never really got to be a part of this whole internet craze. And so I looked up Google. I did my in-depth analysis for all of 2 minutes. We had ads on the page. And from that point on, we started making the whopping sum of 1 cent every 2 weeks. Incredible. You can't go forward, man. I don't know how to use, I honestly don't know how to use Keynote to be really effective, like with those sliding in things. So I just put it all up there. Keep it simple, you know? So the blog initially was really ugly. We used the default theme. And then I went and superimposed Happy Cat's face on the back header because I thought that'd be funny. And then some people liked it. And then I put a little cheeseburger here and there, and I did all these goofy things. But from the beginning, all it has really been is a collection of pictures that we found were really funny. And we have a really twisted sense of humor. So when we found some really offensive pictures, we posted them anyway because we thought, oh, this is our little part of the internet. Nobody can tell us what to do. And that's kind of been interesting. It's been a little challenging when you start getting to large amounts of viewers. But again, it's really always been about these funny pictures. I met a lot of people just because they laughed during their lunch break or when they're goofing off at the office. We've been blocked on numerous websites that do that sorts of thing. Generally speaking, yeah. I found this on Boing Boing a long time ago, and I just started accumulating all these photos. So after about a month of accumulating tons of pictures, the internet finally found us. We never sent, I think I sent it to one person, and then somebody found it. I don't know how people do this, but somebody found the website, and it just got really crazy. We were on this shared hosting plan that I paid like $7 to run. I think everybody's heard of it. I don't even know what the name of it is. It's not really that interesting, but we kept crashing the server and we kept getting asked to leave. Throughout the month of February is really fun because you're bringing down like a shared server. And we weren't even like, when we got someone found us and they digged us, and it took us all, you know, took the entire site down. And I'm freaking out. And I'm like, wait, this is a website about like funny cat pictures? What? What is going on here? So that's just a funny little anecdote. I mean, we kept killing our server and we kept getting asked to leave. And I started learning all these neat things about caching and stuff that I really didn't think was necessary. But, it was a lot of fun. And all we kept doing the whole time was finding these funny pictures, trying our best to attribute it to either the person in the forum that we found it from, or, if somebody submitted a picture to us, we tried to attribute it, even though we weren't sure if they actually created it. But we tried to do our due diligence, you know, on the internet. A lot of these might have been anonymous, and so there wasn't any information that we could attribute to, and we get a lot of flack for that every once in a while. But in the end, again, it really was just about the funny pictures. What I wanted to do as time went on was I wanted to get the people that visited the site to tell us, like, you know, we really have no idea what we're doing here. So what do you guys want? You know, and they would start doing stuff like, oh, hey, here's a picture of Mr. Whiskers. Could you make a funny caption? And I'm like, oh, this picture's not really funny. And I would try. And it always failed. Like whenever I created a caption, nobody ever liked it. I came up with this way to kind of get some feedback from the users, and I called it the burgers. I basically took my icon and I put it into JSKit, and then I just made that the star system. And it had been really successful in helping us figure out what we're doing right, and kind of inferring off of how people vote, what we should post next. And so that's kind of what the feedback loop has been, where we start putting up these little these rating widgets, and we get a feedback from people telling us, like, do you like this? Like, we don't know what we're doing, so could you tell us if we're close to something you might like? Put a five on it. There's a point where we had little karma widgets where it was like a plus or a minus. And that was really effective at helping us figure out what comments were funny, and all that kind of good stuff. And so as the website started to grow, we started to get a lot of exposure through websites like Boing Boing. Zenny Jardine did a really amazing amount of traffic generation for us. And I don't really know how she found it, but she found us, and we were on the front page. It was great. And it was just completely absurd. Going to work every day and having this like other personality, so to speak, was really fun. I think it drove me a little nuts, just because, I mean, I started talking to my friends in that lolcat speak. And then like when people started emailing me that I didn't know, they started talking like that. Then I thought, oh man, this is really freaky, really, really freaky. And so I like that weird kind of stuff, that weird sense of humor and all that kind of stuff. So we put up little links to help people get in contact with us, because everybody had an opinion. And we really try to read all the emails that come in, even if it's hate, you know, I hate this website, you know, I hate cats. It's like, thank you. Thanks for that opinion. Really
thanks
appreciate
for stopping
that. By. Yeah. See ya. You know, or stuff like, oh, you know, this page is broken. You should fix it. And all that funny stuff. And we tried our best. I mean, it was basically one person like coding for fun, like downloading all these free widgets and plugins and testing it out, then removing it. As people started getting angry at us, you know, like, oh, you guys are changing, stop changing the website. And we even added like stuff like Google Analytics and StatCounter and all that fun stuff to try to figure out what kind of traffic we were generating. Because if you're a geek, you want to know how many people are looking at your stuff. And those were like the best ways to really see how much attention we were getting. And I'm sure Ben will show us the insane traffic numbers that, everybody would just get their mind blown when they see that. So in the end, what it came down to was this really interesting feedback loop where all our users would tell us what's broken, and then I'd fix it, and then they'd love us, and then I'd be like, yeah, you know. And then another user would come in and they'd say, oh, I hate it. And I'm like, oh, I got to choose sides. Sorry, I'd rather, you know, focus on the people that love us, you know, instead of trying to make everybody happy.
That's actually a very important point, which we'll address later. Yeah,
and you know what? It blew up in my face so many times. I mean, I think I have several death threats because of LOL cat pictures. I really do. So as our site continued to grow, we started getting calls from people like newspapers trying to figure out what exactly is this, you know, and I would do interviews on the phone and talk to them and tell them, have you heard of the website? And they say, oh no, you know, someone told us to write about you. And I'm like, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, if you don't get it, go away. And eventually people would come back. They're like, oh, I did read it and I love it. And then I would say, you love the website? Okay, let's do a real interview. You know, cause I would rather follow the people that are fans rather than try to educate somebody that doesn't understand it. And, that's kind of what's been really a big factor of the website is just getting feedback, listening to users, screwing up a lot. And eventually we ended up growing so much that, at one point, I'm actually going to go to the next slide. At one point, we crashed our server so bad that DreamHost told us to go away, literally. They put us on our own server as like a transitionary, sort of like, this is you on your way out. You get one server all by yourself, get out of here. And so we decided that we were going to get our own server. And I asked a lot of users, I said, hey, you know, the site is, you guys love this stuff, so could you help us out? We need some help to move to a real server. We got tons of donations, and it was awesome. And I called it Cheese Server because I'm really creative. Yeah. And the amazing thing was, I think 15 days into the month that we moved, we already filled our quota. So we had 1.5 terabytes of bandwidth allotted for the site. And I had decided that I was never going to turn off hot linking, which I think if anybody does is kind of nuts, because you get so much traffic that you don't know where people are coming from because they're putting it on their blog or their own little thing. And we were doing over 2 terabytes of data in a month. And that to me is like way too much information for a blog about funny pictures, in my opinion. I mean, I even thought about stuff like, oh, I should resize every image so that it doesn't eat up that much bandwidth. But then I decided not too much work. I really did. I mean, it's insane because you're thinking like, okay, you're trying to project like, okay, I have like $200 in PayPal and I need to pay my bill. So either I cut the website off or, you know, I start coming up with all these things. And around the time we actually decided that we were going to start adding a little watermark because people were taking the pictures and then they would never come back to the site. And I was like, oh, that's unfair, you know? And I got a lot of flack for that. They're like, oh, someone wrote me an email. They said, didn't your mom ever teach you? You can't call something yours if, you know, you can't say it's yours if you didn't make it. And I'm like, what? I just put the URL because that's where the image is. And they're like, you should take this off. You know, all these people would write to us and hate mail would come in. And I think I took it off for a little while because I was really trying to get the word out. Like, okay, if you guys are going to put us on your blog, why don't you come back and like have your friends come to our website, just check it out, you know? And I think that really worked out, in my opinion. Putting our little logo on it, which initially was just a really, really small cheeseburger plus sign and a really, really small tofu burger. And then I actually put the URL, and it's worked out to be a pretty, pretty good way to grow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I see the cheeseburgers on the back.
The cheeseburgers are here.
I think they're here. So I think we'll bring them up to the front and you guys can come grab it while we talk or whatever you guys need.
Yeah. We really wanted to let you have, you know, a part of the experience. If you've been, okay, here's a little funny anecdote. Okay. Running the website has raised my cholesterol so high. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking because I see a cheeseburger and it's like halfway through the day and I haven't had lunch yet. And what do? I go out to McDonald's or I go out to Burger King and I buy a cheeseburger. It's been really bad for my health.
Certainly hasn't been good for money.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, it's been bad for both of us. But it's, you got to at least have one once in a while, right? So whenever they come in, please feel free to just dig one up and have it. So again, you know, we put our little domain name on it, on the pictures, and it helped to get a lot of traffic from random places. I remember we got traffic from the Netherlands and I'm like, they what?
They don't even speak English.
What?
They speak Dutch.
Exactly. I was like trying to figure out like, how did this travel there? You know, how did it get to the Netherlands? But all this traffic was coming all around. And I think it was partly due to one, obviously being funny picture, but secondly, because we wanted people to spread the image, you know, we wanted people to put it on their blog. And I think that really worked out. So before I continue babbling, let me move on to the next thing. So at one point, hot linking became the biggest discussion me and Tofu Burger would talk about. We would sit we'd sit in our own respective apartments, obviously. And we would chat about, you know, what should we do? Should we turn off hot linking? I got this book for Apache and I learned how to do these rewrite scripts where if you're coming in from the domain, there's no URL on the picture. But then if you're coming from outside, there's a watermark. That did not work. Like, I am just not smart enough to figure that one out. You know, I was like trying to hack it. And I'm like, okay, Apache, rewrite this. What? Never mind. So at one point we decided, okay, we're going to keep hot linking, but we're going to put our logo. And if you hate us, I'm sorry, but we need somehow to generate like some sort of traffic from the picture. Right. So eventually we exceeded our bandwidth quota and the fine folks at WordPress were more than, happy to help us out. I emailed them one day and I'm like, hey, we run this website called I Can Add Cheeseburger and we might have to like kill the site because we can't afford bandwidth. And so they offered to take us on as a little VIP blog. And ever since then, I think we haven't had to worry about bandwidth. I'm sure Ben will share about the numbers that it's grown to because it's gotten even more ridiculous. But we really needed that. It was at a point where we couldn't grow because if we grew, it would immediately impact my pocketbook. And if you're on the internet, I mean, this was a hobby, you know, this was a little hobby and we're making just enough to pay for, you know, our hosting, from the donations and stuff like that. So when they took us on, it was such a breath of fresh air. Our site started to grow in traffic because the site would no longer die. And I think people started, I think they took us a little more seriously after like people would talk about our actual traffic, you know, at the time. So before I, you know, continue going again, I just want to say that some users started to write to us and they wanted our logo on a t-shirt. People asked us, yeah, they said, hey, could you put your logo on a t-shirt? And could I have an extra large, a 2X, a small, triple extra large? Lots of different sizes. I won't really go into that one, but we thought, hey, you know what? If these people are asking for this stuff, why don't we just build it? I had my friend who did all the artwork for I Can Add Cheeseburger. He did our logo, and I said, hey, can you help us take some of the pictures you used on the header and put them into those little 1-inch buttons? And he did that like in a night, and then I started looking on the internet, trying to find people to print over 2,000 buttons. And once we started putting up little pre-sale link, we got so much requests and so much PayPal payments that I immediately realized I ordered way too few buttons. So if you study economics, that meant that I underpriced the value of the buttons by way too much. We had over 1,000, I think, orders for these 8 little buttons. And at the time, it was just me and Tofuburger. So she was basically cutting her fingers, putting buttons into little plastic bags. And then like I would go to this little store to buy these sticker papers. And then I'd print it on the printer and then I'd cut it up and we'd close the bag with the little sticker. I mean, we did really goofy stuff by hand and I think people loved it. So they wouldn't even open it. They would leave it in the little packages and that worked out really well. I think there's Flickr, just like Flickr streams of people who took pictures of their buttons and they just didn't open it. So all this stuff aside, I mean, it's really cool to have major technical challenges like pushing more than 2 terabytes of data of pictures. But I still have to keep grounding myself and remembering that it's really just about these funny pictures, honestly. Like, I wanted to think about all these different ways you could take a website and like, you know, grow it into some major corporation and hire tons of people to work at your new 2.0 startup. But when I came back to the realization that it's just about funny pictures, we really tried to just focus on just funny pictures. And at later in the year, after we finally moved to WordPress, I think we came up with this little thing at the top. I called it the Cheeseburger Factory. And basically what it was meant to do was facilitate people creating LOL cat pictures. And that is what I think was like a really big growth point because now we wouldn't have to ask for people to send email us pictures. And we started getting tons of really crazy, some offensive photos. And yeah, I know it. I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, you can't begin to understand the stuff that comes in through the stream. We receive 8,000 pictures a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to scale that with humans. I mean, there's no way you can figure out an algorithm to analyze a picture if it's funny or not. Not yet. Yeah, so generally speaking, at around May, we started, because I was playing around with AdSense and all these little ad revenue models and all that good stuff, we finally made enough to pay my rent. And that's when I wrote my To Whom It May Concern. And I left my full-time job to work on I Can Add a Cheeseburger. And with the onset of... Thank you. Yeah, my family thinks I'm insane. So and I'm okay with that.
Actually, most of this crowd thinks you're insane too.
Yeah, well, that's okay too. I'm okay with that. The thing was, I was having so much fun like working on I Can Add a Cheeseburger, finding all these funny pictures. And I was at work like, oh man, I want to go home and do this. I decided at some point to just, you know, just cut it. And I just ended it. And at that point, that's where we experienced a huge surge in growth again, because now I was working full time. Like, I'm writing emails to people like in LOL speak, which is really hard. And I'm like writing like, you know, over 20 to 100 emails to people like, oh, IR, sorry that the, yeah, like I, oh, hi, IR, so sorry. Our site are dead. You know, I would write stuff like that. And then, you know, they'd say, oh, cheeseburger, thank you so much. I love you. And so I would keep doing it. I mean, if you're getting that incentive, like if people are making you feel good about acting stupid, you're obviously going to keep acting stupid. Honestly, I had so much fun doing that. I would just like write it all day. And then I'd go work on the website. And then I'd go like crash the server. And then I'd, you know, get in trouble and all that stuff. So at one point I put this little note here. I was working over 18 hours a day on I Can Add a Cheeseburger. I really didn't sleep. And so the reason I put May, June, July, August is because for me, at around that point when I finally went full time, I had so little sleep that my brain never stored any memories. So May, June, July was just a huge blur. I mean, and I stopped going out. I really stopped like hanging out with my friends because I'm like, oh, I gotta work.
I can prove that. Yeah. He was on IM all the time.
Yeah, I was always on Instant Messenger, trying to work, building the site, because you know you have all these people coming to your site. You want to keep them happy, and if you don't, they're gonna leave. So obviously, you just keep them happy and then do the best you can. So after I started working full time, I started realizing that there's a distinct group of people that come to the website. There are people that get directed there by their friends. They immediately hate it because they hate cats. And so they're immediately turned off. So those people we don't talk about, right? We don't talk about the people that hate us. We talk about the people that come there. They love it. They subscribe to our RSS feed. And then they keep coming back. They don't comment. There's only a few people that comment, a few thousand people that comment. But generally speaking, if you love us, you're cool. If you hate us, hey, that's okay. But we would rather have a solid fan that just like wants to print up pictures of Happy Cat and put them all over their office, you know, cubicle, then have somebody who's middle ground, who kind of likes it, doesn't really get it. And so after I started realizing that that's one way that we could grow a little bit more by just polarizing all of our users to just love us or hate us, it got so much more fun, because then we would have like really sweet 7-paragraph emails that would just say how much they love our site and how people, they have a really crappy day. And so they come to the site to feel better. And then we'd have these scathing 14-paragraph emails about why we are wrong. We are everything wrong with the internet. So, I mean, it was great. It really made things a little fun, and we can kind of explore some of that stuff, but I don't want to take too much more time, except in the end, it really came down to these funny pictures that people would share. We tried our best to attribute it as much as possible, but if you're on the internet, it is almost impossible to track down this stuff if there's no meta or tag information on stuff. So generally, I think that's all I really have. So we were growing at an incredible rate. Again, I was working 20 hours a day, wasn't sleeping, and I loved every single minute of it. It was awesome. I mean, yeah, go create like a fake persona and then have people like you, and then you'll experience it. It's really good fun.
I think it's called Second Life, actually.
Oh, yeah, I don't have time for that, dude. I'm still on the site. So yeah, let me transfer to Ben, where he'll kind of go on to the thing.
So I've titled this slide, I can actually use Booker Stage 2, because in September, the site experienced a major change. The site was bought by us. And Eric still serves on the company. But this is a case where a site got acquired, not by a major corporation or like Fox Interactive, but a bunch of guys who believed in an idea, who believe they're also entrepreneurs, and wanted to take this to the next level. So I'm Ben Ha. I'm the CEO of the site. We have... I'm just as goofy as he is.
That is the worst picture I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to make any Asian jokes.
That's okay.
But that is... I love it. Go on. Sorry.
The picture tells all the
oh
story.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, believe it or not, the guy on that moped, our company has 9 full-time and part-time employees. Okay? Lolcats pay for salaries for 9 people. I don't know if this has sunk in yet, but that's crazy, okay? I love the internet. So when we took over running the site, the first thing we said to ourselves is, yeah, what the hell are we doing? Yeah. We basically said, okay, we just can't fuck up. Right. The number one goal is to not let anybody realize that something has changed, because they don't care the site got sold. They care about the lolcats that show up day after day. And as long as they're funny, they don't care what you do. Okay. We hope. So this is the graph of the first 8 months of our traffic. So when we acquired the site, we wanted to make sure that we just kept on doing what we did. And because Eric was limited in his time, he just can't sleep any less than, 2-3 hours a day. We were able to add resources. We were able to continue what he was doing, but just do it more consistently and do it more regularly and put some processes around it. So this is what happened afterwards. We do more than 1.5 million page views a day. Okay? So that's like,
it's like a major bank, I think.
Well, it makes me ask the question, what is wrong with this world?
Yeah.
That you guys show up day after day and bitch about it, but still come back because they're like, you guys aren't funny. You guys stopped being funny back in February. Well, it's February 2008 and you're still here? Yeah, I still like you guys. And actually, we really like that. We appreciate it when people like give us their honest opinions, because the worst thing they can do is not tell you what they're actually thinking. So we have a lot of problems on the site. And let me tell you, if you've ever taken over running somebody else's site, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have no idea why things were done the way they were done. And Eric does not remember 4 months of his life.
Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know passwords. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, do you have a password to this? Okay. So the question is, there's all sorts of problems, all sorts of opportunities. So what do you do? So you ask yourself, does it matter? Does what you're doing actually matter to the audience at hand? And also, there's a lot of stuff that matters, right? Well, does it matter that you do it today, right? If you don't make a transition to Amazon S3 to back up all your images, does it really matter that you do it today? Or can you do that like a week or two later? Can you procrastinate? Can you be lazy? If the answer is yes, go ahead, be lazy. Don't do it. Because there's more important stuff that you could be doing. So there's the other side to that. Not every problem needs a solution. So every time a customer emails you and says, this thing sucks, fix it, you know what? Actually make a consideration about whether that needs to be fixed or not. And you can actually write down a list of things that should not be fixed. Not because you don't care about them, but because there are more important things that you could be doing that affects a wider range of audiences. So if you make that conscious decision to eliminate noise, you actually get better and more focused at growing the user base that loves you, that wants to come back, that wants to be a part of that community. And also, this is our other principle. Good solutions are simple solutions. We have a team of 4 developers. I know it's crazy, okay? WordPress hosts our stuff, and we have 4 developers. Sometimes I should ask myself what they do. But we talk about simple solutions. How do we fix this
mega crazy nutty problem into something that we can do it in 7 to 30 days. We want to make sure that if it's too complicated, we can break it down into smaller bits and pieces. We actually have what we call now the LOL Builder, where you can actually create lolcats, caption pictures, what have you. We realize that like 40% of the images that come through no longer contain animals of any kind. Okay? Yep. So it's you drunk at a party that your friend wants to make fun of you for. It's politicians. It's porn. Those things are being captioned. Oh my God, we can't have this in our system. What do we do? Well, these are big problems. Well, is there simple stuff that we can do to eliminate 80 to 90% of the symptoms that it causes? Well, yeah, there is. In fact, if you think about it hard enough, the more simple things you do, the better you become at creating flexibility in the system. So that the decision that you make today about fixing something a week from now is far better of a decision that you can make about fixing something 2 months that's going to take you 2 months to do. Because by the time 60 days comes around, there's a whole new audience, a whole new market. If you have to think 60 days out, you are thinking way too hard. And let me tell you, I'm not that smart. Maybe Eric is. You're not that smart probably. There's geniuses who think about this, honestly. Do it in 30 days or less, or else you will fail at it. Because the internet is just changing way too quickly. And we just can't think that far. So if you combine these rules, we're a very consistent company, right? We produce things on a weekly basis. We release them. We bang our heads against our desk because we introduce the bug. We go fix them. We do it over and over and over again. The problem with consistency is it's kind of an enemy of creativity. So how do we get creative? Well, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if we're being consistent, how do you build in creativity into the consistency? Well, I actually didn't make this up. It's actually Ben Franklin. Okay.
Oh, dude, I was like,
Ben. Yeah, no. We have a history of not crediting people. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, true. Ouch.
I heart contradictions. So if you're looking for ways to become creative, we look for contradictions in our metrics, in the way our audience views us. If things don't make sense, so here's an example of things that don't make sense. Okay. Email says, you guys really suck. This site blows, but our traffic's increasing. Well, what is this person really trying to tell you? They didn't take the time to tell you that the stuff that the edgy stuff that had the F word that you guys used to post 6 months ago isn't there anymore. Right? That's what he's trying to tell you. What I found this out because it was a contradiction in the numbers that we saw. Another example is, each post has a specific amount of traffic that it usually ranges in, but then sometimes a post gets viewed like a million times and there's no comments on it. Well, why is that, right? Well, if you try to figure things out like this, you will find patterns that your users are trying to tell you that you never would have found before. So if you build into your system the approach of finding contradictions and trying to figure that out, you will actually build in creativity to your company, to the people that work for you. Help them appreciate these contradictions. So this is what I call the myth of progress. Okay, I know our traffic chart looked kind of very linear, but progress does not happen day after day after day. You try things, you fail. You try things, sometimes they succeed. In fact, progress looks kind of like this. Okay, for a while, you'll be working on your blog and nobody cares, nobody shows up, nobody really gives a damn. And then one day, 2,000 people show up. Why did that happen? It's not because one day you showed up with a post that was like amazing. Okay, maybe if you put like nude pictures of somebody up there.
You could. I think you could generate traffic. You could really generate traffic, but sometimes it's good to have like a sizable amount of posts that people can go back to. And
right.
You got to be doing something.
An archive of things is important because if somebody shows up, like let's say you got Doug and people show up and that post is the only thing that really is good on your site, well, they're not going to stick around, right? Yeah. The consistency gives them a base to come back to. Actually helps you build your brand, right? If it's just one post, that's not enough to build a brand. If you were consistent in the past and that opportunity knocks and people arrive at your site and you've been consistently good or consistently weird, people will stick around. Consistently weird really works well, actually. Yeah. It's sometimes better than good because good is like very hard to define. Weird, oh, it's like a train. It's like watching a train wreck. If you can create a train wreck every day, that's entertainment. So, I'm just whoring out all the memes today. The internet's their serious business. It's really, really true. we wouldn't be sitting here with a website if we weren't profitable, right? That big question mark in the middle is the hardest part of running any business. If you don't make money, you will not be around, period. Okay. Eric had to decide between bandwidth and rent, right? You don't want to have that discussion week after week, month after month. You're just going to get tired. You'll give up. It just won't work. So if you guys are debating whether you should put ads or, oh my God, how do I monetize? I'm selling out. Forget it. You have to make that money or else you just won't be around, right? Your bank account isn't large enough to support that kind of frivolous activity.
Well, a good point too is that when we put ads on the site, I was really, 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 really worried. But when I realized that some of the ads that I was going to show, if I had this great idea, like, okay, if I can watch every single ad that ever comes in and I only approve the stuff that my viewership would like, then it's okay. Because then it's just providing some sort of value. Of course, I was wrong on a lot of things, but eventually that kind of worked out, and it's been able to, you know, I've been able to afford to, you know, go full time, and then we've never really had to dip into anything really.
Yeah, actually, we didn't get profitable because we were smart. We got profitable because we listened to everybody else who were profitable, right? If I didn't have friends who were running other internet startups, I just wouldn't know how to do this. And we've been profitable from day one because they helped us out. We met them at conferences like this, right? So the people that you're sitting next to have amazingly brilliant ideas. If you can figure out how that applies to your site. So we continue to just listen to our friends and, hey, did you try this? Because I haven't. Oh, okay. It worked for you. Well, let me give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, you take it off.
Yep.
You just keep doing that over and over again. So, stage three, where do we go from here, right? Is Lolcats the only thing we're going to do? What else is the site going to be? Well, we launched...
That is Ben's favorite.
I love dog, this picture.
LOL dog. He actually IM'd me. He said, okay, by far, the entire website, you know, blah, 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 blah. But this picture is the only one I keep coming back to. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for all the hard work I've been putting in. Thank you. But that is a pretty epic photo.
That is epic.
Try sending that to your grandma. I mean, yeah.
I
don't know. I don't know.
This is not SEO territory here. No one will search this.
You know, Ben brings up a great point. When I first met Ben, it was actually on chat. I mean, I never knew the guy. There was this pet problem happened where pet food got recalled, and then I was writing these posts and I'm like really diligent, like, oh, okay, there's this new story that came up on CNN. I'll put a link to it. And then I got really tired, like writing about all this stuff. You know, it was like 7 pages deep by then. And he comes up and says, hey, we're already doing this. And so I think we linked to you, right?
And he took down our site.
Yeah, we took down his site.
I was like, can you stop hot linking us, you bastard?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, just go.
So actually, you know, I have a dog, so I've been waiting for a Lowell dog site for a while. And actually, that's kind of a pattern that we learned from our users is that they're like, oh, we love cats, but can you also have a dog site? Because as this is funny, there's another part of them that really wanted to share an experience with their dogs. And we actually made a conscious decision not to be a site about pets, actually. So we've been actually doing more things about animals, objects, people. We're just branching out. We think the appeal of I Can Add Cheeseburger is not just about the cats. So when we created I As Hot Dog, I think it was more about satisfying the desire for people to see cute puppies.
Yeah, you know, people would see the thing was people didn't actually come out and say this. So they didn't say I want to. Okay, some people did. Some people asked for this website. But when you analyze the pictures that come in, and we're talking like 8,000 photos, you start seeing a trend. Like, how come there's all these dog pictures? Oh. You know, like, I can't post a dog picture because all the cat people are going to get pissed. So then you start thinking, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll make a dog site. That might work. And then we tried it, and it's kind of working, I guess.
We were feeding the traffic to as a hot dog, right? Just kind of on the back end. And we never like to really announce things. We like to do things kind of secretly and see if people find it. Yeah. Because that's actually more akin to, like, reality, right? Like, if you go out and, like, have a crappy product, crappy website, and you spend billions of dollars, like, marketing it, the first thing people are going to find out is, oh, this website sucks. Thanks for bringing me here. I'll never come back.
Yeah, that's true.
So we usually suck pretty badly in the beginning of most things that we do. So we don't tell people about it. If they find it, and they like it, and they stick around, and we're like, oh, okay, maybe we'll tell a few more people, and then right. a few more people, and it goes on. And in fact, initially, Eric's secret project was working on IS Hot Dog, and he started out with pictures, and we're like, oh, he's like, I don't know if this is really funny. We need to find our own little voice for hot dogs.
My idea was like, hey, dogs are going to have this whole dialect. Yeah, still, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, we don't know, but
trying to be intellectual, right?
Yeah, but sure. The traffic pattern, when cheeseburger would be really like getting a lot of traffic, hot dog would also have a lot of traffic initially. So it would actually match up. At some point, they decoupled. So the traffic that cheeseburger got did not apply to hot dog. In fact, it got its own audience.
Yeah, it's
right. So they differentiated. So we had a down day, hot dog would have a great day. We're like, okay, you know what? There's actually an audience that goes to hot dog by themselves. Now we're ready to tell people about it. So that's when we actually started linking to it on our homepage, is that we realize now that there's a different character about this that would work. So we're always looking for things like these little signs and patterns.
Yeah, you're just trying to infer off of all this random noise and then try to create something that people might like.
Yeah, they're always telling you things, right? I mean, even if you have 10 users or a million users, every action that they take is giving you a piece of data about what they want to do. So if you can figure that out, I mean, that's the gold mine, right? It's like, if they want to come and make pictures of like walruses, they did that. Okay. If they want to caption pictures of like bald-headed people, right? And there's a ton of people doing it, go make a site about bald-headed people. Wow. You know, it's like, that works. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that idea works.
I don't know.
I've seen weirder things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of weird ones.
So this is a straight off idea from our users who came to our site with political pictures. And we're going to position this site a little bit differently. This is going to be a site, a service for political bloggers. I don't know if you guys read political blogs, but great ideas, really bad images. In fact, usually none at all. So we're hoping to provide a way for people to kind of spice up their political blogs. I mean, we get like hundreds of these pictures every day. So, I mean, we might as well use them.
Sure.
And the next, we're actually working on a new non-caption site. Like, we're actually going really off the map here. we're going to go off the reservation and see if we can find more insane people who don't like cats. We'll see if that works. And we're not telling you the URL because we don't want you to just go there. So hopefully your friends will email you about it. And that's how we want this thing to go. So it's question time.
Did the cheeseburgers ever get
it? Oh, yeah. Where are the cheeseburgers? They're outside.
Oh. Okay. Well,
bring them in, please?
Yeah, we would love to hear or field some questions from people.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some insane questions we're going to get.
I apologize. This is my first time presenting, so my adrenaline is like totally like getting the best of me. So
yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm Scott. Site. Just on the last point with the whole political picture site and all that, everything else has always been user generated, but with the political pictures, you're looking at stuff from Getty Images and Reuters and AP. How do you skirt that, or do you fall into it?
Yeah, let me take this one. Usually the pictures that people take for our site, they come from somewhere else, and we usually end up having to go find the source and credit them and what have you. In fact, with the political pictures, there is a fair use law, I think, that we fall under because this is political commentary. So that's what we think is going to happen. We'll see what the lawyers say.
The lawyers, L-O-L-Y-E-R.
The lawyers, right.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, I can ask you to give me some credit, please. It's all it is crazy stuff.
Hi.
Hi. So you commented a little bit on talking and cheeseburger. How do you feel about an entire subculture of people talking like that? Because I find like my whole entire Thanksgiving, we talk like all cats.
That's awesome.
Party was the Om Nom Nom party.
Yeah. I think there's like, okay, there's, if you consider it to be like a language dialect, then there's there's some people that use every single LOL speak word in every sentence, and I can't understand it. It's weird because it's like a one directional kind of thing. It's like I can speak it, but I don't know if people really understand me. But if people are actually communicating, I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, actually, we were. I got an email from this couple who was driving to like some place with their kids, and they were talking in lowspeak in the front of their car, and their kid turned to them and said, "Yeah, really?" And and then they literally pulled the car over, and they're like, "Oh my god, what do we do? Do we stop talking like this? Can we only do this in IM?"
That's an awesome family. We'll try to. I mean, email us if you want to hear like an in-depth answer to that, but. That's the best I can do, I think. Hi.
Every person that I've heard speak in lowspeak has their own voice, their own I can't ask cheeseburger voice. Some people, you know, put a little accent on it. Some people talk really high, talk really. Do you guys have a specific? Everybody has their own take on how to speak like a lolcat.
I'm gonna actually share with you a little secret. We are working on a tool that would allow you to. Voice over record your voice on any lolcat picture. So we have our own voices, which I am deathly afraid to share.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, okay, one of my favorite ones to actually say is like the Lawrus. You know, like people, okay, some people really hate the Lawrus, but it is one of the most awesome pictures someone has ever captioned. And I'm drawing a blank on the actual words for some reason, but I always, I has a bucket. You right. know, it's like,
no, no,
you know,
it's more like,
it's like, I has a bucket. No, they be stealing my bucket. You know, something like that. I mean, okay. When I met Ben, okay. So his tofu burger is a vegetarian, you know? So I think I asked him like, oh, what do you eat? You know, like you can't eat meat. Okay, that's cool. And she's like, oh, I eat corms. I'm like, did you just say corms? I'm like, hey, Ben, what's for dinner? Da, 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 corms. I'm like, you guys are actually speaking like this. Oh my God. So, I mean, I know you guys do use lowspeak.
Yeah, we use it in the office. We use it at home. We use it very frequently over IM. I use it in my communications to our investors. If you're crazy enough to put money in this company, you're going to get crazy emails. Come on, people. What did you expect?
Oh, that's nuts. Yeah. I think also with a lot of the photos, each of them have their, you can kind of change the voice, you know, because some of them, they make sense. It's all really contextual. I mean, it depends on like, is it a fat cat? You know, like, you know, like diabetes cat, you know, I mean.
Diabetes.
It's like if you have diabetes, I mean, I'll try to copy the, you know, the reference, the pop culture reference. I mean, it's something like that. So, yes, I think we'll see. I did this weird one on I Has a Hot Dog. I did this crazy idea where I said, okay, I'm gonna voice over it using a YouTube video and that little auto capture thing. And I think I did the Mr. T thing. I don't even remember what it. Yeah, you can find it on the site, but I did the Mr. T. It's people start, like a little girl responded with her own one. I'm like, yeah, like I'm starting a revolution,
ruining minds one person.
Yeah,
at
exactly.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cute. So please,
can you guys talk a little bit about the temptation or internal conversations about people coming to you wanting to put it on your lunch boxes or every coffee mug in America, or obviously you know, books are probably a great idea, but there's got to be some stuff where you're like, well, we want it to be out there completely. On the other hand, you don't want to like, you know. Not have it become what it is, which is fun and it's not something different.
What was that band called? Hanson?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think they had a cartoon and I was like, what? Oh. Okay, that's way too far. So we deliberately try to avoid scenarios where we are oversupplying the population. Okay. We get 8,000 pictures a day. We post 6. Okay. So we can post a lot more. Actually, there's pretty funny stuff in there. We sell t-shirts. We only order like 100 at a time. We'd like to sell out. We just don't want to be a glut of the stuff. And every time people ask us, oh, I'd like a wall calendar, blah, blah, blah. Well, we keep track of that. But unless we are running out of other stuff to do, we're going to do stuff that we know works well with our users.
Yeah. No, I think that I really don't want to see some of that stuff like on Lunchbox. I mean,
if you do it,
someone did it,
take a picture, send it to us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That.
Yeah. Like, if it's
we'll
like
post
one,
it on the site,
like single use. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Like, I had a fan, she snail mailed me. Like, she sent me a picture of herself in front of a giant happy cat photo. She worked at, it was pretty cool. She worked at Walmart. So it was like, in the Walmart back room, there's a huge picture of Happy Cat, and she's like, like, see, that kind of stuff is cool because it's like you went through the trouble of making it. I think it's much more valuable than selling something like that. How do you market a picture of Happy Cat in black and white on several pieces of paper, you know, taped together, honestly? So I hope that answers some of the question.
I don't know if it's come across your desk yet, but you guys, have you ever heard of LOL code?
We've heard of LOL code. In fact, we actually had a job listing recently for a .NET developer, and we're like, if you LOL code, you know, that's actually a really big bonus. And actually, I think we linked to LOL code as well. So yeah.
When LOL code came out, I think I think I might have photoshopped O'Reilly. I put on like one of the cats, and then I used this filter to make it look like it was one of those engravings. And then somebody caught me on it, but I put like second edition or something. And they're like, wait, this is the first edition, Eric. I'm like, oh, crap. You know, so I think even in the post, I wrote LOL code. I don't know what it was. I just wrote a little program after reading the spec. And then I think it's awesome, really. Yeah. So,
please. So you guys are from Hawaii. So can you talk about what it's like to be a local voice and have like this phenomenon that's nationwide mainland kind of pop culture thing that's coming from Hawaii?
Yeah, that's
actually one second. Oh, sure. Eric's from Hawaii. I'm actually from the south of Korea, MJ.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so well I would like to could you show your picture again, Ben? No, don't, really don't, because then it's all gonna so I actually I'm born and raised in Hawaii, and I hate to do this to you, but Hawaii doesn't have this kind of vibe. It really does not. And I exist more on the internet than going to the beach and all that good stuff. That is probably a stereotype of people that live in Hawaii. And so I never really felt like it was from Hawaii. I thought it was on the internet because it was virtual. Because I live in Hawaii doesn't mean that this is something from Hawaii. You know, I think anybody can live anywhere really nowadays, especially with virtual, you know, having virtual teams. I know Automatic is like virtually all over the world, and that's something I aspire to be. You know, if I start a company or another company, I want to be virtual so I can be wherever I am and work on whatever I want to work on. And so Hawaii didn't play much of a part. I met a lot of really cool people in Seattle, a lot of really cool people in San Francisco. I crashed on some pretty cool couches. I think it's a famous couch now. I think it doesn't really matter where you're from. If you have a cool idea and people like it, that's probably more important, honestly. Like if you're from a small town that you're the only computer guy around, I'm kind of like you. I mean, I'm the guy who's programming when everybody's playing football outside. And then I actually did play football and all that really interesting stuff. But in the end, I came back to what I like to do, and I like to do this kind of stuff. And I can do it from Hawaii. I can do it from Tokyo. I can do it from San Francisco. It really doesn't, in my opinion, matter. I think it's all of what you really want to do. Sorry.
I just wondered what you think about fan copycat sites like LOLbacon and LOLbots and LOLdinosaurs.
Yeah, actually, one of the lessons that I learned early on in my career was that if you're the only voice and you control everything, you are going to lose. So we actually appreciate the idea that people are trying to create something that, you know, works in other areas. We like the idea that people are taking this idea, doing something else with it. We consider them a part of our community.
Well, I like when Gawker did the LOL gaze. That was totally unexpected.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm checking the site and I'm like, what's this trackback from Gawker? What is this? You know? And then I think someone did LOLbots, and then I submitted a giant, you know, one of those giant walking Star Wars things, and it was kind of like dipped down like that. And I tried to make a funny joke, and they never accepted it. So I think it's cool because I think like people are gonna create their own little. They're gonna derive different ideas off of this kind of crazy idea, or your crazy idea, and turn it into something else. And from a PR marketing standpoint, it might be bad, but on the internet, come on. I mean, it's impossible. If you try to stifle anything, it explodes. And if you try to like foster stuff, it sometimes doesn't even work. So it's like, get whatever attention you can and just kind of like help them out. I mean, if it's a small site trying to trying to do a derivative, help them out. I mean, it might become bigger than the stuff that you're doing. So I hope that answered. Is there any other questions, or we have like 3 minutes left?
If there are no other questions, I think the last slide is...
Okay, thanks, bye.
So thank you all for coming.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Please pick up a cheeseburger or veggie burger.
There's food outside. Please go get them. There's cheeseburgers and veggie burgers from Burger King. So we're going to do what we promised and feed you.
We're just going to kick it up here.